What's also connected in the Affordable Care Act is the connection between Medicaid and Medicare. I've always said that the Affordable Care Act, when we were passing it, they kept saying, oh, you're never going to do it, you're never going to do it. I said, no, we have to. This is an opportunity of a generation, and we're not letting it go by. This is Social Security, a pillar of economic security for our families. Medicare and Medicaid, a pillar of economic and health security for our families. The Affordable Care Act stands there comfortably and proudly in that way. Now Medicare and Medicaid are connected. For what we did in the Affordable Care Act to prolong the life of Medicare, to expand the access to Medicaid, to recognize that Medicaid, 50% of the cost of seniors in nursing homes is paid for by Medicaid. These are middle-class families who have paid down their assets. What would their families do if Medicaid was not helping cover them in nursing homes? So this is a middle-income initiative, although when you say Medicaid, Medi-Cal, in our case in California, people might think of it as just for the poor, as important as that is for people, moms to be able to work and to be able to have health care for their families, well, parents, and people with disabilities and the rest. But it's about seniors. Medicare, remember when they said in the course of the elections, we, the Democrats, took $800 billion out of Medicare and used it to pay for the Affordable Care Act. Totally untrue. We took savings from Medicare and used it to prolong Medicare's solvency, and we added benefits in terms of the free checkup and the rest, reduced the cost of prescription drugs by moving to close the donut hole. In their budget, in the Ryan budget, they take that same $800 billion in savings from Medicare and use it to give a tax break to the wealthiest people in America. They recognize that the savings were there. They accused us of using it for Affordable Care Act, which would have been a better use than a tax break for the wealthiest people in the country. It just didn't happen to be true. Affordable Care Act is paid for in other ways. So what are our challenges? They want to voucherize Medicare. That's their budget. Voucherize, make it a voucher. They want to block grant Medicaid, which would be very harmful. And while they do this, their nominee for HHS secretary has said his plan for the Affordable Care Act is to give a $3,000 tax credit for families to use. Is it tax credit the term of art, Wendell? And that would, Urban Institute has calculated that if you do that, you will have a deductible for families of $50,000. And for individuals, $25,000. So we have to be very, very careful.